The latest from podnews.net. Voxnest have posted the fastest growing countries for podcasting. The top four are Spanish speaking, all in Latin America. Number five is China, growing at 43% month on month. Given that China has a population of 1.4 billion, that's a significant increase for total downloads. There's a new social podcast app out. It's called Swoot, and it's been launched yesterday. You can see friends listening to shows, and 25% of podcasts played by users in their beta test, says the press release, are influenced by friends. Dan Meisner had his independent podcast, Grown Ups Read Things They Wrote as Kids, featured on Apple's front page. In a blog post, he explained how he got there and what effect it had on his traffic. Patreon changes prices for new creator plans soon. You'll have until May the 6th to join to retain the old pricing model if you want to do so. Headliner have published results of a test showing posting audio and a moving waveform performs three times better than posting a static image on social media. Plink makes free smart links for podcasters, automatically forwarding listeners to play your podcast in their pre-installed podcast apps. It's a nice implementation. The first 15 users can use code PODNEWS and save $5. And we do this sort of thing too. If you search for your podcast on PODNEWS and add /listen on the URL, or download the code from our link generator pages. And the Wondery UMG announcement we reported on yesterday may have had something to do with the disappearance of some Wondery podcasts, including One Plus One's exploration of the relationship between Lennon and McCartney, and the Death Row Records versus Bad Boy Records episodes of Business Wars. The reasons why those disappeared? Well, it's all to do with music rights. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.